So now I invite Marinelle and Don Dalgleish and Tyler Hochrein to come forward and speak to us about our faith formation programs.
Good morning. My name is Don Dalgleish. I am the co-director of Faith Formation. And you're probably, what does that mean? Well, I'll be overseeing the confirmation program and the preschool through 12th grade faith formation programs with the help of our coordinators. April Clark will be our preschool through kindergarten coordinator for the Catechesis of the Good Shepherd, or CGS. Jeanette Westerman. Jeanette will be our first Reconciliation and First Eucharist coordinator under the directions of Marinelle High. Let me find my place. Lori Miller will be our on-site coordinator for religious education for Sunday and Tuesday session. And Jim Burns will be our Wednesday on-site coordinator. Tyler Hochrein will be our new youth minister, and you'll hear from him in a minute. Here at St. Joseph Parish, we pride ourselves on having the best volunteers in any parish, and we put together a great team of people, but we still need more volunteers to complete our team and to have a successful year. We are looking for catechists and volunteers to help with the following. Okay, you need to listen up. All right, there might be a whisper in here somewhere. Sunday, 10:30 to noon, we need 1st, 4th, 5th, 7th, 8th, help with CGS and office help. Tuesday, 3:45 to 5:15, we need 1st, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th grade help with CGS and office help. Wednesday, 6:15 to 7:45, we are looking for 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and then 9th through 12th confirmation and office help. So you can see there we have plenty of room for you to join our team and to make it a difference in the lives of our young people. The hardest thing about volunteering is saying yes. I can help. After that, God will give you what you need as long as you ask. Be a part of making a difference. Also, did I mention that volunteering as a catechist, you get free tuition. And office help, you get half off tuition. We'll also have a drawing if you want to come and see us, if you're already registered for religious ed or plan on registering. If you want to see us at our table over on this side, we're having a raffle. We're giving away one free tuition. Okay, so come and stop by and see us. Thanks.
Good morning. My name is Tyler Hochrein, and I am the new youth minister here at St. Joseph Parish. I'm excited to participate in our youth's faith formation this coming year. When I was young, my relationship with Christ was nothing more than attending Mass and faith formation classes during the week. In high school, I wanted little to do with Jesus because it was simply not the cool thing to do. I continued to attend Mass, but I struggled to understand really why it was so important. It wasn't until I participated in a retreat called The Mission at St. Catherine of Siena High School in Wixom during my sophomore year that I could understand how much I needed to be in a relationship with Christ. Since then, I've participated as a camp counselor at Damascus Catholic Youth Summer Camp in Ohio during the summer of 2020 for high school and middle school students. For the past 3 years, I was a small group leader at Christ the King's Youth Group in Ann Arbor. I led small groups, helped write talks, and guided questions for the youth group nights. And this past year, I graduated from the 2-year course at Encounter School of Ministry, which teaches you how to have a deep personal relationship with Jesus Christ and minister from that relationship. I feel called to bring teens into a relationship with Jesus Christ because no matter what this world has to offer, nothing will truly satisfy one's desire to be whole except for Jesus Christ. This year, in the high school youth group, we will start a new program called Kickstart by Life Teen. This will involve large and small groups, followed by a time of worship. My goal is to provide an atmosphere of encounter, answers to questions about our faith, and how it pertains to the lives of teens, so that they can strive to become who God is calling them to be. However, I cannot do this alone, and will need the help of new adult and young adult leaders who will witness their faith to the teens of our parish. If the growth of our youth group here at St. Joseph Parish interests you, please come to the gathering space where I'll be at a table to answer any questions you may have about the next steps. Thank you, and God bless.
Good morning. My name is Mary Nell High, and I am the other co-director of Faith Formation. And I will be responsible for Adult Faith Formation and RCIA as I have been for the past 9 years. In addition, I will be directing the First Sacraments of Reconciliation and Eucharist with Jeanette Westerman as the coordinator. There are many ways that our parishioners can help with our Adult Faith Formation opportunities. And those opportunities include Bible studies, parish missions, small groups, retreats, topic presentations, and RCIA, where those who are thinking about Catholicism come to learn and form relationships. You can do anything from providing refreshments, serving on teams and committees, helping to facilitate Bible studies, or just coming to take part. One very big need that we have is more participation on our adult team for our Faith Formation Commission, and that's where we plan out what we're going to do for the year for the adults of our parish. Your thoughts, creativity, and willingness to help make things happen is an invaluable gift to the parish. Please stop by our table. We have donuts, and chat with us about events and studies going on this fall and winter, or how you might volunteer for this coming year. Thank you.